540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Federal regulators have approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill. That means Americans will be able to buy contraceptive medication from the same aisle as aspirin, for example. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the story.
The move will broaden access for women and teens. This will be the first non-prescription daily contraceptive approved for use in the U.S. The FDA made the announcement this morning. It will be available at drugstores, convenience stores, and grocery stores, as well as online. It isn't clear yet when.
The announcement applies to the drug Opill. There will be no age restrictions on sales of the drug. A new CDC report finds 1 in 10 U.S. children have been diagnosed with a developmental disability. CBS's Jim Krasula has the details.
The share of children in the U.S. who have been diagnosed with a developmental disability, such as autism, continues to increase, according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 9% of kids ages 3 to 17 have been diagnosed with any developmental disability as of 2021.
That includes autism spectrum disorder or another developmental delay. Areas of the nation's west remain under a heat dome. Here's Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
This excessive heat covers Arizona as well as Nevada and into the California desert. The heat will be up around 110 to 115 degrees, and the potential is there for Phoenix to hit 120 degrees. The record is 122.
Extreme weather of a different kind in the Chicago area as tornadoes swept through yesterday.
All I saw was the tornado come straight down here. And debris started flying all over the place.
At least 8 tornadoes touched down in 4 counties in northeastern Illinois. Damage assessments are underway this morning. Hollywood actors are poised to join writers on the picket lines now that their union has not been able to reach a deal with studios and streamers like Netflix. Cynthia Littleton, the co-editor-in-chief of Variety, says actors may have to taper their demands.
From the producer's perspective, the demands of the actors are unrealistic at a time when the business truly is in a state of crisis. These new streaming platforms are not the road to milk and honey. They are not just going to print money.
Union leaders meet in a few hours to vote on a strike. Actor Kevin Spacey has been testifying today in his sexual assault trial at a London court. Here he is arriving at the courthouse. Four men have accused the two-time Oscar winner of sexually assaulting them between 2001 and 2013. He has pleaded guilty to all charges. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Waukesha bus driver faces sexual assault charges. Prosecutors accuse Michael Meyer of sexually assaulting a girl with special needs on several occasions. Investigators found almost 1,300 text messages between Meyer and the alleged victim between 2021 until as recently as last month. Prosecutors say he also made the girl watch pornography and he had illegal pictures of her on his phone. Meyer was in court yesterday where his bail was set at $1 million. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is getting the largest donation in school history. The Zilber Family Foundation is giving $20 million for health education at the Zilber College of Public Health. The record gift will support faculty and research. It will create new student scholarships and help improve the health of Southeast Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK. WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vets stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank my good friend Robert Miranda, as always, for the good work that he does. You know, there's so many people who really do go over and beyond the cause of duty to fight for justice and righteousness. And, you know, if there wasn't for those people, there's no telling where, you know, things will be. Well, we do know what it'd be. You know, this would not even be an issue. If Robert Miranda hadn't begun this fight to expose what had been going on in the city in which I live, you know, we'd still continue to just see these children and their behavior. And somehow think law enforcement is the answer to all of that when it's not. And so because of people like Robert Miranda, who I'm happy to call a friend, we're able to kind of get at the root of what is happening and why young people acting in the manner that they act in. And then when you know that that's the case, and yet we still don't address it, That's the criminal part of all of this that we have to continue to fight to bring about change. But anyway, Social Security and where it is, it's always in the news. It's always an issue. You know, I've always had Max Reichman on, who has been engaged and involved in, you know, fighting for another guy who fights for the citizenry and who continues to fight for people who don't even know that there are people fighting for them, as he continues to fight to make sure that Social Security is available for everybody. And you know, I keep saying it can be done. We can make sure that Social Security is there in perpetuity. You look at young guys. You know, Max Reitman is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. And I've had him on as long as I've been doing radio. I've always had Max on, lobbyist out of Washington, D.C. It's time for me to get him back on as I was reading this article in today's Hill. And so it's hard to even envision. I'll tell you just without any hesitation. If I didn't receive my Social Security checks every month, it would be more of a struggle for me and my wife. And if there wasn't protection for once I passed, that my wife would be able to then wind up with my Social Security benefits, it would be more of a struggle for her as it is for living spouses whose husbands have passed on. If that Social Security check was not available for them, you know, their lives would be much different than they are now. And many people, we may not know it because we don't see them, and people don't say this to you, as people aren't going around talking about, hey, you know, man, my Social Security check is a lifesaver for me. But there are plenty of people in this country who it is a lifesaver for, and that they could not do without it. And yet, here's part of what I think is so wrong with all of this. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. So why are people pushing and fighting? Calvin, you're a young guy, man. So all this is ahead of you. You can't even begin to even conceive or think about Social Security when you're 24. I know it was never anything that I ever even thought about at 24. Social Security, they would tell me about that. You know, Medicare, they would tell me about that. My thing was, hey, man, that's for old people. That's not for me, man. Don't tell me about Social Security and Medicare. And then one day I wake up and Social Security and Medicare is in my life. But they're taking out Social Security for you. And once you start working, they start taking that out. And the fact that it could possibly not even be there for you when you reach my age and not receive anywhere near as much, and the fact that they're looking to push back the years of retirement. Republicans want to push back, you know, to 70 before you can collect your Social Security. I think it's criminal. You know, I started getting my Social Security, I think it might have been at 62. So people said to me, man, you're stupid, man. Why don't you wait until you're 67? Well, you're not guaranteed 67. You put this money in all of your life, basically, your adult life, and to say I'm going to wait until I'm 67, a lot of people don't make it to 67. So I started collecting my Social Security at 62. Has it made a difference in my life? Absolutely. It's made a major difference in my the latter years of my and my wife's life. No question whatsoever, it does. But here's what one of Washington's wealthiest senators argues against. And he says that this is not right. Social Security is not right. Social Security can be fixed, Calvin, very easily, if we make the wealthy pay their fair share. It can be fixed. It can be brought back to health. But the rich don't want to pay their fair share. They feel like this is a handout. Social Security has never been a handout. It's not a handout now. Excuse me, nor has it ever been. If you didn't pay anything in the Social Security, your check is not coming at the end of every month. Let's make that clear. So for all the people who have misled people and working to mislead people to say it's a handout, Medicare is a handout, they're not. But there's this one senator, man, out of all the senators, one. And this senator comes from the state of Wisconsin. I don't know, Calvin, if you can guess who he is.
I think I might have a feeling.
Who is he?
Would that be Ron Johnson?
Ron Johnson. The guy that people from the state just reelected. Ron Johnson. You know, here's what Ron Johnson had to say about Social Security, right? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson came under fire yesterday. This is Ron Johnson yesterday, the person you guys just reelected. Well, we got to put Ron back. We knew what Ron Johnson was. People fought to try to get people not to send him back, but to send him back. And those of you who voted yes to send Ron Johnson back, you kind of deserve this. I'm sorry. You do. Because you had an opportunity to kick him to the curb where he should have been. He's never been concerned about the average person. He's never been concerned about Social Security. He doesn't have to worry about it. His wife is wealthy. He married well. And so Social Security is not an issue with him. It never will be. But it is for those of you who voted for him. This is what he had to say. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson came under fire Wednesday after the multimillionaire Wisconsin Republican asserted during a Senate hearing that Social Security, an economic lifeline for tens of millions of Americans who paid into the system throughout their working lives, unfairly takes from wealthier people to support lower income retirees. That's the guy that you voted for. Many of you in this state, we had a chance to eradicate him, to kick him to the curb where he should have been, because this is nothing new. We know this is who he is. He was that way for the 6 years, the prior 12 years that he was a senator. That's who he was, and we knew that, and yet we reelected him anyway. And then he has the unmitigated gall to go before the world and say that Medicare unfairly takes from wealthier people, I mean Social Security, unfairly takes from wealthier people to support lower income people. Well, guess what? I'm one of those lower income people, Ron Johnson. And many of us are, based on the wealth that you have, lower income people. So you're talking to all of us. And so for the people who voted yay to put you back in, they kind of get what they deserve. But I didn't vote for you, so I'm not getting what I deserve. If I would have gotten what I would have deserved, it would be you out of office making those kinds of remarks. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. 844-967-2789, the great Ron Johnson. Be right back.
Come up hard, baby. Now I'm fine. Checking trouble, sure. Hey, moving down the line.
Oh. Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 78. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 62. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 86. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, none other than Ron Johnson on yesterday asserted during a Senate hearing that Social Security, an economic lifeline for tens of millions of Americans who pay into the system throughout their working lives, unfairly takes from wealthy people to support lower income retirees. Speaking during the Senate Budget Committee hearing entitled Protecting Social Security for All, Making the Wealthy Pay Their Fair Share, Johnson said that his Wisconsin constituents, yeah, those of you who voted for him, have a basic misconception about Social Security. Johnson, one of the wealthiest U.S. senators, according to the watchdog Open Secrets, derided Social Security, a key New Deal program, as a nanny state scheme enacted because the government doesn't trust Americans to save for retirement on their own. Yes, you voted for him. You know, you voted for him. And he calls the Social Security that you and I are receiving, that we earned, a nanny state scheme enacted because government doesn't trust Americans to save for retirement on their own. I wonder if Ron Johnson hadn't married into money or hadn't become a United States senator, if he himself wouldn't be sitting around waiting for his Social Security check. Ron Johnson again. Most people think, well, that's my money. And in fact, part of it is, the senator continued. If you're in a low-income group, you're getting a lot more in return than you invested in. If you're in a high income, you're not getting what you paid in. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, welcome back. You say what, man?
I swear this guy's smoking crack.
Hey, man, they voted for him, man. Hey, in this state, they voted for him. They voted for him. They gave him six more years. And what has he done? Kicked him in the teeth and basically called them freeloaders for taking what is theirs.
And after $150,000 doesn't pay anything, or $173,000 doesn't pay a nickel more.
That's right.
Security. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is, they should change the name of this program from Social Security to the FDR care is what they should call it. Because Franklin Delano Roosevelt put this together to get us out of the Great Depression, because there were so many people that were starving. The younger people need to have some history behind this, that it's the Democratic Party that has actually brought about Social Security, Medicare, any of the social safety nets. No, those are not nanny programs, because everybody pays for them. They are earned benefits. It is something that you pay for when you start making or start paying, getting money from your paycheck. So all you people out there, that when you're out there working your 40, 60 hours a week, just remember, you're putting money towards the Social Security. Don't be bamboozled by these slick power tricksters that are going to say to you that you're getting this money, you know, as a free give me from the government.
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, it's not. You earned it. You earned it. And all you people out there that voted for Ron Johnson because he played scary ads about people getting out on parole, which now doesn't even seem to be an issue at all that anyone talks about. You know what? Shame on you. Shame on you. You guys could have had a senator that could have actually increased your Social Security benefits and could have actually made your life a little bit easier.
No question.
But apparently you guys love watching lifestyles of the rich and famous on TV rather than actually having it in your own life. So again, shame on you, but it should be called FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Care is Social Security. And if you believe in insurance, it's all putting your a couple dollars or $100 into each paycheck so you can have something for later. It's not a give me.
Hey, you know what, man?
You better be careful, because that's what the Republicans want to do. Possibly some Democrats.
The masses of us are going to wind up making it to later, right? The masses of the people are going to make it to the age that they'll be receiving that. So anyway, got to go to a break. Tom, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to continue it on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. U.S. officials have approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill. It's called Opill. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the story.
This will be the first daily non-prescription tablet for contraceptive use. The FDA says in a statement it will be an available option for millions of people. And it noted half of the 6 million pregnancies in the U.S. each year are unintended. This drug will be available at grocery stores and pharmacies as well as online.
Kelly Blanchard is president of IBIS Reproductive Health. That's a nonprofit group that supported approval of the over-the-counter drug.
This means we will have a more effective, a highly effective, very popular birth control method available directly from pharmacies over the counter without all those barriers from the prescription requirement.
There will be no age restrictions on sales of the drug either. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A former Waukesha first grade teacher is fired. Melissa Temple was let go after a long hearing yesterday. Temple got in trouble with the school district for criticizing the school district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land from the spring concert at Higher Elementary School. The school district says the song was inappropriate. Temple says she's a victim of censorship. A Waukesha bus driver faces sexual assault charges. Prosecutors accuse Michael Meyer of sexually assaulting a girl with special needs on several occasions. Investigators found almost 1,300 text messages between Meyer and the alleged victim between 2021 and as recently as last month. Prosecutors say he also made the girl watch pornography and had illegal pictures of her on his phone. Meyer was in court yesterday where his bail was set at $1 million. I'm Terry Bell and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. UK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, you know, listening to Ron Johnson on yesterday, being belligerent towards the average everyday American who, unfortunately, has not amassed the wealth that he has, and to continue to, you know, blame, you know, the average American for not being able to be as wealthy as he and many of his other associates are, just not right. And yet people voted for him. They put him in office. You know, he's got another 5 years, and we have to continue to put up with this madness, and people get what they deserve. You know, patient advocate and cancer survivor Peter Morley tweeted Wednesday that Senator Ron Johnson is a liar. And it was clear from today's hearing that he is a defender of the rich and not for the people. Johnson previously called Social Security a Ponzi scheme in one of many attacks on the program upon which around 66 million Americans rely. I'm one of those 66 million, and I consider myself to be fortunate. Further arguing during Wednesday's hearing that Social Security was not meant to be a general welfare system, Johnson turned to Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy Executive Director Amy Hauer, who testified that our tax system raises far too little from those with the most to ask what he called a very simple question. Out of every $1 of income that Americans make, where are we at? Okay, I lost my... Okay. Out of every $1 of income that Americans make, I lost my point. Out of every $1 of income that that any American makes, he queried, how much should be the maximum amount the government takes out in total? I think we should think about the kind of country we want to have, Hauer began to reply before Johnson interrupted her to demand an answer as a percent. You know, we had 400 billionaires who paid less than 8% tax rate. So more than that, she asserted. It strikes me that in a society where the wealthiest are getting more and more of our income, they can afford to chip in more to maintain the systems that enable them to build that wealth in the first place. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning. You know, it's very sad news because it's not the first nation in the history who would go after disabled people, especially disabled who were born disabled with genetic disease or physical deformity. It's not the first nation. He's a Nazi, okay? This is what he's saying. Because who's on the Social Security? On the Social Security, people who's not just old. For old people, 65, we have Medicare. Social Security exists for disabled people who cannot work at the time they should be in their age time, lifetime, working. So basically, he's saying, let's liquidate all who's not physically and mentally considered to be a working class. This is exactly what he's saying.
You know, Karina, you are 100% accurate. Disabled people, young people who don't have the cognitive ability, some of them receive something called Medicaid. And so they don't have the capacity to work and do the things that others are. And you, they don't just give that to anybody. You've got to jump through some hoops, and there's got to be documentation to prove that you have these shortcomings, and then you'll get your $780 a month, which is somewhere around what they give to people who receive Medicaid. And, you know, they're not by any means getting rich. And so, you know, again, you've got a United States senator who says these horrific, horrific things. He believes it. And the fact that there are people in this state who voted for him, they knew what he was, and he's talking about them if they're receiving Social Security or their loved one is receiving Medicaid, that they're sponging off the wealthy. And, you know, it's no surprise. We know that's the kind of person that that is. Hopefully, you know, Karina, people will learn from this and maybe never make that mistake again, maybe with the next Ron Johnson that comes up.
I want to say that the people who voted for him also are narcissistic group, because they voted for exactly the same thing he's preaching for. He voted so we eliminate people from the society who are not capable of working. And it's not for shortcomings. It's for chronic lifetime disease. Some people born with it.
Listen, there's no question. The young disabled child, adult now, that my wife and I are raising, has received Medicare throughout his life. And that's because he'll never be able to live on his own. He doesn't have that capacity, and he never will have it. He was born with that cognitive disability. That's what Medicare does, right? And Medicaid. It is there as a safety net for others. And yet the wealthy are not paying their fair share. And Ron Johnson thinks it's a handout and these people are freeloaders. And all of us know somebody we love, whether it's our aunt or uncle or cousin or nephew or son or daughter, who has these issues. And thank God that there is a Medicare that makes it possible for those people. Somebody thought enough of human beings that this was created. And Ron Johnson, he has no shame, so it doesn't bother him whatsoever that he made those ignorant statements. Because to him, it's not ignorant. He's wealthy. He doesn't have to worry about it. His family will never have to worry about it, because if they wind up with someone in their families that have the disabilities that many others, he's got enough money that doesn't have to worry about it. But that's not all of us.
Correctly, you are taking care of your nephew at home, right?
Yes.
So in another government, you would receive some sort of bonus, some sort of a money statement, a stipend for keeping a child. Maybe it's adult right now, but from the time it was a child at home, instead of sending him to the institution, the government will say thank you. Even in such a corrupted and bad government as we always hear from Russia, if I do that in Russia, they will pay me to do that, because they're calculating that it's cheaper than for a government to take in care of this child for their entire life in an institution than to have you keep that child, pay that child the pension or a social security or disability, and pay you money so you can actually take in care of this child.
You know, Karina,
that's how it's supposed to be happening.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Always enjoy, you know, your input. You know, let's go to Greg, Calvin. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, Earl?
For people who don't know, Greg, you're disabled.
I am. I'm totally blind.
Yeah, you are blind. And so you have been receiving Social Security.
Yes, I have.
I guess I just want to say I'm fortunate because I'm able to, you know, work at least, you know, a part-time job and be in school. But I've met a lot of people who are disabled, who are, you know, blind. I've been attending these Zoom calls over the past 2 years with a lot of blind people who are on, you know, different spectrums of blindness. And, you know, in the blindness community, you have a lot of dual disability kind of, you know, issues as well. I'm fortunate that I can receive, that I can work, but not everybody can, due to what you were just talking about with that caller, Earl, due to chronic health conditions, due to just whatever, there not being enough jobs, you know, to, or enough jobs that people can do. So, like, this is kind of a slap in the face for, you know, for him to say that, you know, I didn't get to hear, you know, all of.
Well, he basically said that what this is, Social Security, is the wealthy having to pay for, you know, the poor are people. And people who are receiving Social Security basically are freeloading off of the wealthy. That's it. In essence, that's what Ron Johnson had to say. But Greg, thank you very much for the call as always, man. Really appreciate you. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Hey, Jack, how you doing? You say what?
Good morning. Well, what can we say about the moral compass of a man who wants to criticize Social Security where people work for? Don't forget, it also goes for families and children when they're in need. And when at the same time, he's a guy who takes huge tax breaks to buy jet airplanes for his children to get
yes.
around the world. You know, what can you say about the morals of a man like that? And my last thought is, when you go to measure a society in history, you don't look at how they treated their most wealthy people. You look at the society as a whole and how the poor people are treated and respected in the society.
And so much as you have not done this unto the least of these, my brethren, you have also not done it unto me. It's very, very, very simple, right?
Yeah, I think it is. He lost his way a long time ago, I think, but he's got a lot of money behind him and supporters who paid for the lobbyists to continue to get their way on everything from taxes to different issues, like not willing to take up Social Security, even to do what's right to fix it.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Sharky, hang on. We'll be right back.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all 7 continents, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
When you're trying to hire, all that searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 78. This afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. Partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. So Ron Johnson on yesterday, senator from the great state of Wisconsin, once again opened his mouth and put his foot in it as there was a conversation about Social Security. And he clearly stated that Social Security, wealthy people, paying the lion's share of Social Security, and the rich are the ones who are paying into Social Security, and that the poor are basically getting a free pass. In essence, that's kind of what Ron Johnson was saying. That's nothing new. He's felt that way before. He's talked about that even during the campaign when he was challenged on that. He lied, as he has is always wanting to do, but yet in the face of that, many people in this audience voted for Ron Johnson. And I wondered your thoughts about the fact that Ron Johnson is saying you, if you're on Social Security or someone you know or love is receiving Medicare, that it's a handout. Let's go back to the phone lines and Sharky from Racine. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. This is Sharky here. And your last caller, a brilliant man, a scholar, and he's a credit to his profession as well as you. And with that said, I was in government for about 20 years. I served the community, and unfortunately, towards the end, I was involved in a situation where I had to take a disability. And now I turn, as I was turning 61, I was told and advise that in the best interest of me, I should actually, apply for disability as far as Social Security.
Right.
And I said, listen, I'm very happy with my settlement that I have. And so I go forward. He says, well, listen, when you turn 62, Sharky, he says, we're going to take your Social Security amount from your pension, if you like it or not. So we advise you to take your Social Security and just be happy with what you get. And that really threw me for a curve. And not being a great numbers guy, it really kind of scared me, because now I'm going to be taxed and so on and so forth. It was just terrible. So I've been an advocate and a loudmouth in politics for a lot of years. And I think maybe this could have been a swipe at me, but I can only suspect that's happening. Because he's obviously, Johnson has got a lot of connections in our own Madison with the peeps up there. So I wonder about that.
You know, you know, more than anything else, your situation is unusual, and I'm not going to begin to pretend as if I know anything about, you know, your situation and how things work, because I'm not a big numbers guy either, but I am a guy who knows that there are people who it's their lifeline and it's all that they have. And they're proud people, and they're people who work their entire lives, and they weren't able to work on a job that they could amass the wealth that, you know, a handful of people in this nation have been able to amass. And for those people who don't have to worry about Social Security, you know, great. And who don't have to worry about Medicare, great. But the masses of the people do. And that's and this is something that the masses of the people, including my parents, who weren't able to amass wealth, Social Security was their lifeline, as it is mine. And I want it to be my children's lifeline. If they're not able to amass wealth that many others have had to amass. And so they should have that opportunity. But as long as we have people like Ron Johnson, and again, people who voted yay to Ron Johnson, who are in this state, and many who are in this listening audience, it is shameful. And you can't do anything now about the fact that they put him there, but they knew who he was, and yet he has no shame, because you would think that he would have learned that this is not something that I'm going to attack, because the people who elected me really need it the most. Thank you very much for the call, Shockey. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Earl, good morning. And by the way, you ought to get an award, because what your show does, you don't alienate, you educate. And that's why you ought to get an award. There is not another radio station that has people on there that educate and that they don't alienate.
Well, that's what I try to do, man.
They welcome all calls. Not like Dan O'Donnell, when he knows I'm on the line, he won't talk to me.
No, he's a clown.
He won't. He's afraid. He's terrified. He's scared. Now, with Ron Johnson, we can do something with him right now. Call his office. I call these guys' offices all the time. You will get either a recording or a live person. If you get a live person, even better, because I'll hit him with more questions. But if you get a recording, say, Ron Johnson, you need to admit you committed an act against your oath with the illegal electoral votes that you participated in. You have two choices. Resign now, or we'll vote you out. But if we vote you out, we can't promise you won't be prosecuted. And leave it at that. Leave it at, because he's a criminal. And he got that smirk on his face. God, I wish I could just talk to him for 5 minutes.
You know,
I wouldn't holler at him. I wouldn't raise my voice, and I wouldn't swear at him.
Hey, Bill, are you one of those freeloaders with Social Security?
Yes, I am.
I mean, freeloaders.
Yes, I am. And I'll be honest with you, Earl. When I was younger, I worked for AT&T for 30 years. When I started work at AT&T, and they were looking at it way back then, I said, I'm going to plan my retirement so I don't have Social Security, because I don't think it'll be there when I retire. And I was fortunate to retire young, and I took it as soon as I can, because I knew if guys like Ron Johnson get their hands on it.
Hey, Bill, we got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic.